everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org. All right, welcome back. For the most part, the cash cattle trade still waiting to be born today. A small handful of deals, though, have been made in parts of the north. Some buyers have paid $188 here and there on a selective basis, but not really enough to suggest a trend. In the south, bids and asking prices remain separated by as much as $5. Asking prices of $119 to $120 and $190 plus seem firm. The corn trade today sagging by several cents, checked by general apathy in the face of the same old bearish news. The stock markets today higher near the top of the noon hour, with the Dow Jones up 147 points and the Nasdaq positive by 72. In live cattle, contracts were rather lackluster through mid-session, but buyers seem to be rewriting the strip at midday. Prices currently 40 to 152 higher, with the first three contracts holding triple-digit gains. In feeder cattle, for the most part, feeder issues in the late morning business were moderately higher today, supported by short covering, softer corn prices, and the premium status of the cash index. Needless to say, new energy in the live market also making a positive difference here. Grain futures were picked up where they left off last week in search of some small positive adjustments. Friday's markets, though, made the attempt and pulled up short. Corn prices, though, firmed slightly as the markets readied themselves for the last full week of trading before the Christmas holiday. Some technical positioning noted overnight had corn up slightly as March and May futures both ticked up about 75 cents. Meanwhile, soybeans bounced back after a rough week last week. Overnight markets had January and March prices trading 2.5 cents higher today. Wheat prices turned to U.S. weather as continued drought and lack of snowfall throughout the plains pushed prices higher as markets continued to assess the potential impact. Most winter wheat and spring wheat contracts, though, traded 4 to 4.5 cents higher in overnight trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.